Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Beis Daf Chaf. We left off on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We are at the two dots on the second to last skinny line on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. First thing we're going to discuss is whether a person can be Yotzei a Chiyuv that he already has by using that which is Kodesh, by using that which is Maaser Sheni or that which is Kodesh. The Gemara is going to get into a brief discussion about Tanai, what if you make a condition that you should be able to use those items in order to be Yotze such Chiyuvim? It's going to talk about a person giving money to a fellow and also saying that this fellow should marry his daughter. Can you split the two? Can the guy take the money and not marry the daughter? Then the Gemara is going to discuss a machlokas about doing smicha on Shal Mechova. Machlokas Beisham Beisila, machlokas what the machlokas Beisham Beisila is when it comes to doing smicha on Shal Mechova. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss how they were Koveya the Halacha like the Beis Hillel, even though there was a threat at some point to be Koveya the Halacha like the Beis Shammai, how it happened that they were Koveya the Halacha like the Beis Hillel. And then on the bottom half of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether Nedarim and Nedavos can be brought on Yom Tov and relevant rayos to that machlokas about Nedarim and Nedavos being brought on Yom Tov. So let's begin at the two dots. That's again, second to last skinny line on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the Brisa that we quoted yesterday, if you recall, we had three Shittos and Tanaim in the Brisa. One of the things Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that seemed somewhat unrelated was that v'yotzi ba mishum simcha. You can take a Karban Todah and be yotzi your mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with a Karban Todah. Now a Karban Todah is unrelated to Simchas Yom Tov. Karban Todah is I have something that I want to thank Hashem for, so I bring a Karban Todah and it has 40 Lachmei Todah, but it also has a zevach. There's also a carbon, so I'm going to be eating the meat. So that meat is good enough to be yotzi the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. I don't need to bring separate designated shalmei simcha. My carbon todah is good enough for Simchas Yom Tov. But veinu yotzi b'mishum chagiga, I cannot use my carbon todah to be yotzi chagiga. Chagiga, you need to shalmei chagiga needs to be a separate designated carbon. So says Gemara Pshita Tovah Shebechovahu. Of course you can't be yotzi your shalmei chagiga with carbon todah. Torah says you have to bring shalmei chagiga. Whenever you have an obligation to do a carbon, you're only allowed to use regular money, chulin money for you. You're not allowed to take that which is already kodesh or that which you have a neder or nedava that you have to fulfill anyway, and then you use that to fulfill a chiyuv. So says Gemara lo tzricha diavlegav de parish. Now the chiddush over here is that you're not yotzei the shalmei chagiga with your carbon todah is even if you made it tonight at the time you took the neder to bring a carbon todah and you said, yes, I'm going to bring a carbon todah, but only almanaz, that I could use that as my shalmei chagiga. That even so, it doesn't work. Such a tanai is not going to work. So you're not allowed to bring the carbon todah as your shalmei chagiga, even if you initially designated that carbon todah only almanas, that you will be able to bring it as your shalmei chagiga. And this is similar to what Rabbi Shimon Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omer harei alai todah ve'etzei ba'yidei chagiga. Not similar to, it's the exact same shayla. He asked, if I say I'm going to commit to bring a carbon todah, but only if I could use that for my shalmei chagiga, does such a tanai work or does it not work? Similar to that question, he also asked about a nazir. The halacha is that a nazir, on the day that he completes his nazirus, is supposed to bring three karbanos: a keves liola, a kivsa lechatos, and an ayil l'shlamim, and then he shaves off all of his hair. So those karbanos are supposed to be purchased with regular money, not maaser sheni money that he has. Maaser sheni money is a separate cheshbon. Anything that's called davar shebechova, like these karbanos that a nazir has to bring, eino ba elamin achulin. You have to use regular money. You're not allowed to use maaser sheni money. So Rabbi Shimon Malakash asked Rabbi Yochanan a similar shaila. A person says hareini nazir originally, he was only mekabel to be a nazir with the condition that va'agalech mimals maaser sheni, that when I do the giluach at the end of my nazirus and I bring my three karbanos at the end of my nazirus, it's going to come from maaser sheni money. So mahu, does that tonight work? Is he now allowed to use maaser sheni money to pay for those karbanos? Or do we say no? You're not allowed to make such a tonight, and you have to bring the karbanos only from chulin money. So both shaila is very similar, right? Shaila number one: can I, if I designate a karban todah, but only almanas that I can use that I can use it for Shalmei Chagiga? And Shaila number two, can I use Maaser Sheni money to fulfill Nazirus when I only became a Nazir al Manas that I'll be able to do that? So are you then allowed to use such monies to fulfill such Chiyuvim? So Amar Lei, Nador Ve'ino Yotze. So Rabbi Yochanan responded that that person that took a neder to bring a Karban Todah, even though he made it tonight that it should count for the Shalmei Chagiga, he has to bring a Karban Todah, but he's not Yotze the Shalmei Chagiga with it, because Shalmei Chagiga is an absolute Chiyuv, and Chagiga cannot come from a Karban that you're already Chayiv in. You have to bring it only from Chulin. Since he said Harei Alei Todah, the Chiyuv was already Chal. Ami Rasul L'Gvoh is K'misi Rasul L'Hedyot Ami. So once you say Harei Alei Todah, you already have a Chiyuv of Todah. Whatever tonight you're going to make afterwards is irrelevant. Now normally the Halach is Martzchius points out that even though you may say something, and saying something, a commitment may mean something, but there's such a thing as chazara b'toch k'dei dibur, that you could change your mind b'toch k'dei dibur. But when it comes to Rasul L'Gvoh, Rasul L'Hedyot, when it comes to something that's by Hegdish, so we don't have such a din of chazara b'toch k'dei dibur. So once you said Harei Alei Todah, that's it. Whatever you said afterwards, oh, Al Manas, that, it should count for Shal Mechay, it's irrelevant. Harei Alei Todah, it's a Todah, and that's it. You have a chiv to bring a Todah, Shal Mechay Giga is going to have to be a separate karban. And the same is true by the Naziris case. A guy said, I'm going to be a Nazir, only Al Manas, that I should be able to use my Sasheni money to buy the Nazir karbanos. No, Nazir, he is a Nazir, but Ve'en a Megaleach. He's not allowed to use the Maaser Sheni money to buy the karbanos at the conclusion of his nazirus. The Taz writes in Yerodeh and Sim Reish Mem Aleph that people who buy mitzvos in shul from Maaser Ksafim, they want to, let's say, bidding on Alios and things like that, and Psicha and all those kinds of things. Are you allowed to use Maaser money in order to purchase those items? So he says it's Talui. If at the time that you buy the mitzvos, your das was to be Kona Al day my most Maaser Ksafim, you wanted to use your Maaser money, then it's mutter, because the money goes to tzedakah, so it's a perfectly viable use for Maaser money. But if at the time that you purchased the mitzvos, your intention was not to pay with Maaser Ksafim, and it was only afterwards where you started doing the cheshbon, what did I just commit to pay? I don't have that kind of money. So, oh, but I have my Maaser money, so I'll use the money. So to change your mind afterwards to use the Maaser money, he says, that's as if you're being parei achov min haMaaser, and you're not allowed to do it. So if it was originally for this, you planned on using the Maaser money, so it wasn't an independent chov. I was using the Maaser money. That's what I was designating. That's the tzedakah that I was designating my Maaser money to. But if it was an independent chov, and now I decide I want to use my Maaser money, that doesn't work. So in the Tshuvas Maram Shik in Yerodeh Simon Reish Lamed, he asks on the Taz that it's against our Gemara, that our Gemara says a person says Meikara, that I want to be a Nazir Al Menas, that I should be able to use Maaser Sheni money to buy the Karbanos. He's not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy the Karbanos. Even though he made it Tanai, Meikara, that the Nazirus is only going to be Chal, but Tanai that he should be able to use the Maaser Sheni money for the Karbanos. Still no good. So why is that any different than the Taz's case where I bought the Aliyah, Meikara, that I should be allowed to use Maaser money? You still shouldn't be allowed to use Maaser money. So the Achronim or Miyashi of the Taz, that since he said over here, Hareini Nazir, that's the key. When you say Hareini Nazir, that's Amir Rasul Gvah. That makes it an absolute commitment. And anything you say afterwards becomes irrelevant. You've already committed to those kabanos. So you are a Nazir, and a Tanai afterwards is not going to help. As opposed to when you purchase a mitzvah with Maaser Ksafim, you can make a Tanai at the time that you're going to use certain monies, that you're going to use Maaser money. So the Tanai is going to be Chal, and you're allowed to use Maaser money to pay for it. The Chasam Sofer has a similar Chasam Sofer in Yerodeh Sim Reish Lamed Aleph, was asked about a person who married his daughter off to a Bas Talmud Chacham, and the father of the Chassan had committed a certain amount of money each week to help support the young couple, and so that the son could stay in learning and become a Talmud Chacham. And now he's finding it very hard to fulfill that commitment. So he wanted to know, can he adjust and use Maaser money to pay for that commitment to support his adult son, who is married, and daughter-in-law, considering considering that he already had a previous commitment. So the Chassam Sofer writes at the end that if at the time of the Chasna he was planning on supporting the couple with Maisuk Ksafim, then he's allowed to do that, and then he should give half of the money to Aniyim and the other half to his son. Meaning that shouldn't be his entire Maiser money. A person should still give tzedakah outside of the family, but half of the money he can give to supporting his adult children. The other half of the money, the other half of his Maiser money, he should still give conventional tzedakah. But if his intention was never to use Maiser money to support the son, so then it's a davar shebechova. He created an independent chov, and when you create an independent chov, you're not allowed to use Maiser money to pay back that independent chov. So that's using that same idea of the Taz, that it all depends what your das was at the beginning. Rabbi Akiva Eiger just adds an important qualification in this Taz. He quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh that when you buy things in shul, when you buy a kibud in shul, he thinks that the Taz may be correct that you can use Maaser money, but only for the difference between you and the second highest bidder. He said there's the cost of the mitzvah, that is whatever someone else was willing to pay for it, and then there's what you decided to go above and beyond, so that can come from Maaser money, something nafkamina, right? Between the Taz and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So anyway, so that's the discussion in the poskim. So now says the Gemara. The Gemara says that we have something else to compare this to. That even though if a person gives a matana, let's say, with a tanai after the giving of the matana, sometimes the tanai is not going to be chal. Just like these cases that we just had, that he attached a tanai to his nazirus, where the nazirus is chal, but the tanai is not chal. He attached a tanai to his korban todah, but the chiv korban todah is chal, and the tanai is not chal. So we have a similar such case. Hu gavar damar luhu, a guy said, havalu arba me'azuzi l'ploni, I want you to give 400 zuz to this fellow, Valinson Barti, and I would like that fellow to marry my daughter. So does the fellow, if he wants to take the money, have to marry the daughter? So Amar Papa, Arba Mea Shakil, he could take the 400 zuz, Ubarte, Ibai Nasiv, Ibai Lo Nasiv, and the daughter, it's up to him whether he wants to marry the daughter or not marry the daughter. The Matana is not Talui on marrying the daughter. The Rosh Yosef points out, that's only if the fellow's not, the father-in-law is not there to ask what his intention was. But if he's there to ask, was this a real Tanai that the money should only be given over if this fellow marries your daughter, then he's neman to say that that was his das to have such a tanai, and that's going to be binding. And we're assuming we're talking about a shchiv mirah, because a shchiv mirah doesn't need all the mishpatei tanaim. It doesn't need to say things in exactly the right formulation. It would be a valid tanai. What we're suggesting over here is that we have the right to assume he didn't mean it as a tanai, that he likes this fellow so much that he's willing to do two things for him. I'm willing to give him 400 zuz, and another thing I'm willing to do for him is I'm willing to allow him to marry my daughter, but not that the two are related to each other. So says Gemara Taima Damar Havule. The reason that the fellow doesn't have to marry the daughter is because he said, "Give him the 400 zuz vilinsiv," and then afterwards he said, "And let him marry my daughter." Avliyamar linsiv ahavule. But if he would have said, "Let him marry my daughter and give him 400 zuz," then we could assume that he meant that as a tonight, that he nasav shakil lo nasav lo shakil. That if the fellow marries his daughter, then he can get the money. But if he doesn't marry the daughter, then he can't get the money. But once he was already given the matan, if he said give him the money first, so then we say tfos lashon rishon, you take whatever he said first, and that's what he does. So yasam mereimer v'karmel hashmeitem shmeidin afshei. Mereimer was saying over this teaching in his own name, and not as a shaila that was asked, but just as a halacha psuka, that a tanai doesn't help to allow you to use your carbon toda to be yotze your carbon chagiga, your shalmei chagiga. Shalmei chagiga has to come from regular money. It can't come from carbon toda. So I'm le'ravina le'mareimer atun hochi mas nisula. He said, you say this just as a pashur halacha on your own, not in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Anan k'dabay min Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan mas nisula. We have this conversation as a shaila and tshuva that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and that was Rabbi Yochanan's answer to Reish Lakish, but that it was a matter of some discussion. So that was the So two different versions of how the conversation actually happened. So now we move on to a discussion of smicha. The mitzvah of smicha by Karmen Olos and Shlamim is explicit in the Torah, in Parshas Vayikra. By Karmen Olos it says, Imola Karmeno, it says, V'samach yada al rosh ha'ola. And by Karmen Shlamim it says, V'samach yada al rosh Karmeno, also by Imzevach Shlamim Karmeno, by Karmen Shlamim. And the Parsha over there discusses an Ola and Shlamim that you bring as an Adava, because it says, Adam Kiyakrav Mikem Karban, which sounds like on your own volition, you volunteer to bring a Karban. So that's where you bring it, you do smicha on a Karban Ola or a Karban Shlamim. So in our Mishnah, we have Machlokes, Beisham Beis Hillel, about what if it's not a Nedava? What if you have Shalmei Chova? Do you have to do smicha on Shalmei Chova? So the Gemara initially understands that Beis Hillel holds that we learn the Chi of smicha of Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. The Torah tells me Shalmei Nedava needs smicha. Oh, must be Shalmei Chova needs smicha as well. And Beis Shammai says, no, I don't learn one from the other. What does Shalmei Chova have to do with Shalmei Nedava? Shalmei Nedava needs smicha. What does that have to do with Shalmei Chova? The two are not at all comparable. Shalmei Nedava happens all the time whenever a person decides to bring Karban Shalmei. Shalmei Nedava, Shalmei Chova are only at specific times. So you can't learn one from the other. But a Karban is, and therefore Beis Shammai holds that the Shalmei Simcha and the Chagiga don't require smicha, because they're Shalmei Chova. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that brings the source for the chi of smicha by an olas chova. So Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Paraba. Tana taught in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Paraba that it says by the ola that Aaron HaKohen brought on the eighth day of the Miluim, vayakreves ha'ola vayaseha k'mishpat, that you should do it just like the mishpat, just like the rules that we described. Problem is, we didn't describe any rules. So what do you mean, just like the mishpat? So it must be, it means just like the mishpat of an olas nedava. We're describing an olas chova that Aaron has to bring, and we're saying you should do it just like the other rules. What other rules? Just like the rules of olas nedava that we said in Parshas Vayikra. And the olas nedava requires smicha. So we're saying, oh, when you bring an olas chova, do it with smicha, just like an olas nedava needs smicha. K'mishpat olas nedava, limer al olas chova, shetuna smicha. That's how I know that an olas chova requires smicha. Samarlei damalachmani. So Rabbi Yitzchak Paraba said, "Who taught such a brisa that you need a smicha on an olas chova from this pasuk, from the word kamishpat beishamai? That must be beishamai to lagami shalmi chova mishalmi nedava." Meaning, Beis Hillel says that whatever applies to nedava will apply to chova as well. The Torah is explicit that both shalmi nedava and olas nedava requires smicha. So Beis Hillel on his own will say, without any special word of kamishpat, on his own will say that shalmei chova and olas chova require smicha. So who's going to be the one that needs to use the word kamishpat to tell me that an olas chova needs smicha? That must be Beis Shammai. Di Beis Hillel, if you're assuming like Beis Hillel, kim degami shalmei chova mishalmei nedava, olas chova nami lo tibay yikra, degami me olas nedava. If I'm going to learn shalmei chova needs smicha from shalmei nedava, I'll learn olas chova needs smicha from olas nedava. I don't need kamishpat. So it must be that it's only Beis Shammai you use as kamishpat to tell me that an olas chova requires smicha. Says Mar, no, maybe this drush is even within Shitas Beis Hillel. So Ma'id Beis Hillel Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava Gamri. How do I know that Beis Hillel holds that the reason Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, the Shalmei Chova requires smicha, is because they derive it from Shalmei Nedava? How do I know that's the logic of Beis Hillel? Dilma, it could be that Beis Hillel is moda, that you cannot learn chova from nedava. Ooh, how does Beis Hillel then know that shalmei chova requires smicha? May olas chova gamri. Maybe Beis Hillel learns that shalmei chova needs smicha from olas chova. And how do I know that olas chova needs smicha? Oh, that's this drasha. V'olas chova gufa bayikra. And olas chova needs smicha from kamishpat. So maybe this is going dafka like Beis Hillel. And this is the starting point of the whole limud. That once I have kamishpat to tell me that olas chova needs smicha. Oh, so now Beis Hillel says maybe shalmei chova also needs smicha. And that's where they derive shalmei chova, not from shalmei nedava. So it says, well, why not from shalmei nedava? Ma'ishlami shalmei nedava delo gamri. Why didn't Beis Hillel want to learn straight from shalmei nedava that if shalmei nedava needs smicha, which is explicit in the pasuk, then shalmei chova should also require smicha? Now, you can't learn one from the other, shekein mitzuyin, because shalmei nedava is very common. And whenever you want to bring shalmei nedava, you're allowed to bring shalmei nedava. So since that's such a common thing, whereas shalmei chova chova is not so common. So just because shalmi nedava needs smicha doesn't mean shalmi chova is going to need smicha. Says Gemara, yeah, but then how can you want to learn shalmi chova from olas chova? Olas chova namilo gamri shekin kalil. Olas chova and shalmi chova are not the same. Olas chova has different rules also. It's entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Shalmi chova are eaten by kohanim, are eaten by the bailim. They're not entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Only the emurim are burnt on the mizbeach. So maybe this chumrah of smicha only applies to something that has an intense kedusha, like a karbonola, but maybe there's no such chumrah of smicha by shalmei chova. So initially we thought that Beis Hillel had too many ways of learning that shalmei chova requires smicha. He could learn it from shalmei nedava, he could learn it from olas chova. Now he's got nothing, right? Meaning, how does Beis Hillel learn that shalmei chova needs smicha? Can't learn it from shalmei nedava because it could be that shalmei nedava has its own chumrah that it's so common. You can't learn it from Olas Chova, because Olas Chova is its Chumra, that it's entirely burnt on the Mizbeach. So some have the gears over here. Ella, the Marshal takes out the word Ella, because it's not really changing its mind from anything, but Asyami Benaya. It must be that we learn the Chi of Smicha by Shalmei Chova from its Tzad HaShava, from the combination of the two, from Olas Chova and from Shalmei Nedava. So you're going to say that just like by Shalmei Nedava you need Smicha, that's explicit in the Torah, Shalmei Chova also needs Smicha. Oh, but you're going to tell me, no, I can't learn from Shalmei Nedava. Shalmei Nedava is very common. Olas Chova Mochiach. Olas Chova is not so common in it. Need smicha, so you see the commonality of it is not what generates the chiyuv smicha. Yeah, but I can't learn from olas chova because olas chova is shekein kalil. It's entirely burnt on the mizbech. Yeah, but shalmei nedava is not burnt entirely on the mizbech, and it needs smicha. So you see, the fact that something is burnt on the mizbech is not the determining factor in what requires smicha. So between the two of them, between shalmei nedava and olas chova, we could then learn from the tzad hashava that shalmei chova are also going to require smicha. It's a carbon yachid, it's talon nesachim, and that it has in common with the other two as well. So therefore, it requires smicha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba says from the pashtus of that according to Beis Shammai, there is no din smicha by shalmei chova. So v'savri Beis Shammai shalmei chova lo bay smicha. Is that true? What we're trying to say now, that it's only Beis Hillel holds that shalmei chova needs smicha, and Beis Shammai holds shalmei chova don't require smicha at all. V'atanya, but I have a brisa. Amar Rabbi Yosi, lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel smicha atzma shetzarich. That really Beis Shammai also agrees that shalmei chova requires smicha. They only agree about when to do the smicha. Al ma nechleku al tekef le smicha shchita. They only argue about how immediately prior to the shchita the smicha must be done. She Beis Shammai omer meino tzarich. Beis Shammai says you don't need to do shchita right after the smicha. You could shecht way, way after the smicha. So there's no reason to. Beis Shammai will say there's no reason to allow for smicha and yontif. You're going to need to shech the animal and yontif? Fine, but do the smicha before yontif. Who says the smicha has to be done right before the shechita? Whereas Beis Hillel on Tzarech, Beis Hillel says, no, if you're going to have to shech this animal and yontif, then we have to allow the smicha and yontif also. Because tekef le smicha shechita is one of the tekefs. There are a few dinim that are tekef. Tekef le netila bracha. Right after netila sedayim, you're supposed to make the bracha. Take of the smicha shchita, take of the chafifa tevila. Right, there are a few takeoffs in Shas. That right after the chafifa, you're supposed to go to the mikveh. So right after the smicha, you're supposed to do the shchita. That's what Beis Hillel says. So according to this version, Beis Shammai also agrees that the shalmei chova requires smicha. The only matter of dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is when you need the smicha. So says the Gemara, you're right. It's a machlokas tanoim what Beis Shammai holds. Meaning what we said previously that Beis Shammai says that shalmei chova does not require smicha is also a valid opinion. So machlokas tanoim whether Beis Shammai does not require smicha at all, or does require it, but just doesn't require it immediately prior to the shechita. Hu diamar ki aitana. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba is assuming like the following Tana's version of Beis Shammai. Titanya, am Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, lo nechlu Beis Shammai Yisrael, al tekef l'smicha shechita, shetzarech, maybe Beis Shammai Yisrael both agree that whenever you need smicha, it needs to be immediately prior to the shechita. Al ma nechluku, the machlokas Beis Shammai Yisrael is, al smicha atzma, does the shalmei chova require any smicha whatsoever. Beis Shammai says you don't, Beis Hillel says you do. So that's the other version of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So they're both legitimate shitos in Tanaim as to what Beis Shammai holds. Tanu Rabbanan. Now the Braisa tells us the following story. Maisa b'Hillel HaZaken Shehevi Olasa. One time, Hillel HaZaken was bringing his Olas Re'iyah La'azara to the Azara, Lismoch Aleha B'Yom Tov. And he was going to do the Smicha on Yom Tov and be Makriv his Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. Chavrol of Tamid Shamei HaZaken. So the Tamidim of Shamei HaZaken were concerned that he was bringing this Olas Re'iyah, and Shamei holds that you're not allowed to bring in Ola on Yom Tov. So they were not happy, because it's not, the Ola gets burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not Ochel Nefesh. What are you bringing Karban Ola on Yom Tov for? So they started quizzing him. Well, what's this animal doing here? What are your plans for this animal? So he saw that they were trying to start up with him. So he lied. He said, don't worry, it's a female animal, so it can't be an Ola. An Ola can only be a Zachar. And bring it as a Shlamim. And even the Shammai holds, you're allowed to bring it as a shlamim, because shlamim is bailim get to eat the shlamim, so it's ochel nefesh, so don't worry about it. Kishke shlamim is enough. He said, here, I'll even show you. And he started lifting the tail to show them. Va'olchulam. They're like, well, no thanks, we don't need to see that. We trust you, you wouldn't lie to us. And they didn't look. So he told them it was in the cave, but when he was I don't know what the plan was, if they would have said, yeah, let us see, but they didn't look so carefully. And he just wagged the tail a little bit, and he lied to them. So this is part of the concept of you're allowed to be Mishanim Mipnei HaShalom, that rather than make a whole fight about it, rather than make a whole stink about it, he just lied to them and made the whole situation go away. This is the Beis Hillel L'shitasam, right? In the second paragraph of Maseches Ksubos, the Gemara says, Ketzad, the Mishnah says, Ketzad Merakdin Lifnei HaKala, how do you dance in front of a Kala, meaning what kinds of things do you tell the Chasan about his Kala? So the Beis Hillel says, you're supposed to say, Kala Na'a V'chasuda, that she's such a beautiful Kala. Whereas Beis Shammai says, Kala, give an honest assessment, okay, whatever, not so great, but you give an honest assessment. So Beis Shammai says, you have to give an honest, midvar sheker tirchak, you're not allowed to tell a lie. And Beis Hillel says, what, if someone buys a mekach min ashuk, someone spent a lot of money on a new item, on a new suit, a new car, something, they spent a lot of money on it, so you're going to say, you got a bad deal, it's not really so nice. No, you tell them, tis chadesh, very nice, you should enjoy. You tell them nice things about it, because that's derech eret. So even it's more important than not telling a lie. So that's the Beis Hillel L'shitasam, right? That's why Hillel HaZaken L'shitasam. So you also see from here, the Me'iri says, that even when the MS is ultimately going to be Nisgala, you're allowed to be Mishanim Mipnei HaShalom, because even when it's Nisgala, everyone will realize that the reason you lied was Mipnei HaShalom, and not because you're a deceitful person, so that's okay as well, even though the MS ultimately is going to come out. Now, when it comes to the Smicha, the Talmid Beis Shammai didn't say anything to him, even though L'shitasam, you can't be Somech on Shalmei Chova, you can't do Smicha on the Shalmei Chova. Hillel was bringing this, he was doing two things against Beis Shammai. Number one, he was bringing an Ola. Number two, even if it would have been a Shlamim, Beis Shammai would say, you're not allowed to do Smicha on it. And he was going to do Smicha on it. So it must be that they didn't see that he was doing Smicha on it. So he didn't need to lie about it. Or Tosfos writes in Maseches Chagiga, another possibility that about an Ola, there was no machlokas between Hillel and Shammai themselves. Each one gave their Shita to the Talmidim. The Talmidim were the ones that were Cholik. So the Talmid Beis Shammai asked him about the bringing of the Ola, but the Smicha, which was already Machlokas between Shammai and Hillel themselves, that they couldn't make a Macha on Hillel himself, because he already disagreed with Shammai, the Rebbe, about it. So they were only going to be make a Macha against the Talmidei Hillel, like we'll see in the Maisa that comes up. So bottom line is, Hillel was willing to tell a lie because you're allowed to be Mishanim Epnei HaShalom. The question is, what exactly is the Geder to be Mishanim Epnei HaShalom? Are you always allowed to do that? In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin this. Are you allowed to be Mishanim Mipnei HaShalom? It's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samachay that Mipnei Darkei Shalom, person is allowed to tell a lie. So the Re'af and the Ein Yaakov writes that it's a mitzvah lasos kein. It's a mitzvah to be Mishanim Mipnei HaShalom. Meaning Shalom is such a high value, a mitzvah to tell a lie, if that's what's going to take to promote Shalom. However, the Rambam in the 14th parak of Gezeil Vaveda writes that a Talmud that is maybe Shalom, Ben Adon L'Chaveiro, and he's hosif or goreh kedei lechaven zelazah hariza mutter, that you're allowed to do. It sounds from the Rambam that it's not a mitzvah, that it's a heter, that we allow being mishan bnei shalom. That's what the Ben Yoyada writes in Maseches Bava Metzia, when we say about the three things that a person is allowed to lie about how much he learned, about his host, right? Certain things that you're allowed to lie, that a Talmid Chacham is allowed to lie about. So the Ben Yoyada says, but even when you lie, don't lie outright. Meaning, even when you lie, midvar sheker tirchak, stay away from words that are a lie. Meaning, you should do like Yaakov Avinu, Anochi, Kama, Esav Becharecha. Say words that could be true, but even if you don't mean them in a true way, because you minimize the lie as much as possible. That's part of the obligation of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. There is a Sefer Hasidim which generates a lot of discussion in post. We're not going to have time to get into it, but the Sefer Hasidim says the idea that you're Mishan Bnei Shalom is there's a difference between lying about what was and lying about what is, and that chilek may be relevant to a number of situations, but not for right now. So anyway, says Gemara, Vosa Yom Gavri Yadim Shal Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That day, the Beis Shammai was the more powerful force in the Beis Medrash, and they were going to outvote the Beis Hillel. Ubikshu Lukva Alacha Kamosim. They wanted to establish that there's no Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. Vayisham Zaken Echem Mitamid Shammai Zaken. There was a certain Zaken from the Talmidim of Shammai Zaken, Baba Ben Buta Shmo, his name was Baba Ben Buta Sheyodeh Shalacha Beis Hillel, that he knew that the proper Alacha should really be like the Beis Hillel, that you can bring an Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. V'shalach v'hevi kol tzon kedar, and he went and he brought all of the best choices sheep, shebi Yerushalayim v'midan ba'azara, and he brought them all to the Azara. V'amar kol mi sherotza lismach yavo v'yismach, anyone who wants to do smicha and bring this animal in the Mizbeach can go ahead and do it. So there was such a rush to go and bring all these animals, so sayom gavri yadin shel Beis Hillel, that caused the Beis Hillel's shita to carry the day, meaning essentially the people voted. Meaning they got everyone, it wasn't decided in the halls of the Beis Medrash. It was decided by rallying up the people and getting them to, and now it's Minhag Yisrael. Everyone does this. So that's it. So then they Gavri Yadin Shel Beis Hillel V'Kavu Halacha Kamosan, and they're Kaveya the Halacha like the Beis Hillel. Lo Yisham Adam Shira B'Davar Klum, and no one was able to say anything. Shuv Maisa B'Talmid Achamit Amid Beis Hillel. There was another Maisa with the Talmidim of the Beis Hillel Shehevi Allah Sala Azara that brought his Kabbalah to the Azara Lismo Chala to do Smi. One of Talmidei Beis Shammai found the Mamar Lo, Mazu Smicha. He says, what is this? Are you going to do Smicha against the Shita of the Beis Shammai? We hold you not allowed to do Smicha on Yom Tov. So Mamar Lo, the Talmud of the Beis Hillel said, Mazu Shtika. Whatever happened to keeping quiet? It doesn't seem that you're so interested in doing that. You should be keeping quiet. You shouldn't be criticizing me. So Shaska ben Azifa v'alach lo. So he quieted him. He had nothing to respond. And he went on his way. So Amar Abaye, Hilka Chaitzum Rabban, Amar Lechavri Milsa, Lo Lahad. You see a derech eretz from here, that if someone starts up with you, you're allowed to respond, but don't elevate, don't escalate the dispute. He said, "Mazu smicha." You can respond in exactly as many words as he was antagonistic toward you with. Mazu shtika, and that's it. You don't say anything beyond that. You don't escalate it and make it into a bigger fight than it was. Do you amalei mazu smicha v'kamahadlei mazu shtika, and that's all you're allowed to say. Now the Gemara says we have a Braisa that points to the root of the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, whether you can bring an Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov or not. So Tanya, Omer Lam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, it's a Kal V'chomer that you can bring an Olas Re'iyah. Uma B'makom Sha'asur LaHedyot. Well, on a day that you're not allowed to do Malacha for yourself. Shabbos, you're not even allowed to do Ochel Nefesh Malachos. Mutu L'Gavoa, yet you're allowed to bring a Karban Tabit and a Karban Musaf, because it's a Chovas Hayom of that day. So Makom Shemutu LaHedyot, on a day that you're allowed to bring your own animals to Shecht for your own Ochel Nefesh. For sure you should be allowed to bring an Olas Re'iyah. Samar Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said back, Nedarim Rundavos Yuchichu. Can't learn from a Kal V'chomer because you can look at Nedarim Rundavos, Shemutr LaHedyot, that you're allowed to do Melechus Ochel Nefesh and Yom Tov for a Hedyot, V'asu L'Gavoa. And nevertheless, you're not allowed to bring Shalmei Nedarim and Shalmei Nedavos for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for sure you're not allowed to bring all those either. So but your Kal V'chomer Chomer should have covered Shalmei Nedarim and Shalmei Nedavos as well. So Amalem Beisil, Beisil said back, no, Nedarim and Nedavos is not a problem with my Kal v'Chomer. Malam Nedarim and Nedavos Shein Kavulam Zman. What's the rush to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos in Yontif? You could bring them whenever you want. Why would you bring them today? But Tomer Ba'olas Riyah Shein Kavulam Zman. But Olas Riyah is a Yontif Karban. So of course you should bring it today. So you're allowed to bring it Ola. So Amalem Beishame, Beishame said back, Avzu in Kavulam Zman. Who said that an Olas Riyah has to be brought on Yom Tov? Titanan, Misha Lochag, Yom Tov Rishon Shulchag, Chag, Vole, Kalarag, Gulov. Bring in Cholam Oed. The Olas Riyah, it doesn't have to be brought on the first day of Yom Tov. So Yom Tov, Yom Tov Achron Shulchag. You can even bring it on the last day of Yom Tov. So it's just like a Neder and a Dava, that you have an option of when you want to bring it. So why do you have to rush and bring it today? So Amalem Beisilel, Beisilel said back to the Beishamai, Avzu Kavul Ozman. No, the Olas Riyah does have a set time. Titanan, Ovar Regal Vlochag, Enu Chayv Bakri. So you only have as long as Yontif lasts. If the entire Yontif passes and you didn't bring it, so then Enu Chayiv Bakriyuso, it's over Zmano Batla Karbano. You lost the opportunity. So it is considered something that has a Zman Kavua for Yontif itself. Why did you bring Chol HaMoed? And what if you forget? Then it will turn out that you missed out on the whole Chiyuv. So Amalem Beishame, Beishame said back, Valo Kvar Nemar, but the Pasuk says Lachem. It says, Hu Levado Ye Asel Lachem. What Melach are you allowed to do on Yontif? That which is lachem. So we darshan very simply lachem v'lo l'gavoa. That if it's just for achilas gavoa, a korban olah that's only brought on the mizbeach and you get no benefit from, you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. So amar lahem beisilel v'lo kvar nemar lashem. Beisilel says, what are you talking about? Pasuk says v'chagos ha'masochag lashem kol de lashem. You're allowed to bring something that's not for you, that's only for Hashem. Say imkein matam lom lachem. Aye, but what are you going to do with the pasuk of lachem? Lachem implies only for you. Lachem v'lo l'kutim, lachem v'lo l'klavim. Lachem means you're not allowed to cook for a non-Jew on Yom Tov, right? That's how lachem mufresh in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people are unaware. Sometimes they like to invite a co-worker or something to Yom Tov meals. You're not allowed to cook for a non-Jew. There's a gzeira that you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to a Yom Tov meal, lest shemi yarba b'shvilo, lest you cook extra for him, and you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a non-Jew. Lachem v'lo l'kutim, lachem v'lo l'klavim. You're not allowed to cook for a dog on Yom Tov. You know that your dog likes this type of food. You're not allowed to cook for a dog in Yom Tov if it's only lachem. But there's no din of lachem v'lo l'gavah, says the Beis Hillel. Abishal omra b'lashon acheres. Abishal records this machlokes b'sham Beis Hillel in a slightly different lashon. V'makom shekiras chastuma kiras rabach psucha. When your oven is closed, your master's oven is open, meaning on Shabbos, when you're not cooking for yourself, you're allowed to cook for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're allowed to shecht for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're allowed to bring the carbon tamid, you're allowed to bring carbon milsav, but makom shekiras chapsucha so on yantif, when you're doing things for yourself, ain't odin shekiras rab chapsucha. Of course, you should be allowed to bring an olas ri'iyah. V'chein b'din shlei shulchan chamali v'shulchan rab chachaser, and it's proper derech eretz. What, your table is going to be full and Hashem's table is going to be empty? So that was the lashon that he expressed the same sheet, the sheet of Beis Hillel with. So b'maikam mifugi, what are the Tanakam and Abishal arguing about? They're both making the same point that according to the Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring an olas ri'iyah. What difference does it make whether you use a mushel of my oven or my table? What kind of difference is it? So Marisav, it must be that Abishal holds Nedarim and Davos craven b'yom tov. That according to Beis Hillel, you could bring Nedarim and Davos in Yom Tov. And therefore, he doesn't say Beis Shammai's response to the Kal v'Chomer from Nedarim and Davos that they're not brought on Yom Tov. Because Beis Hillel would just say, what are you talking about? We are makriv Nedarim and Davos in Yom Tov. Marisav ain't craven b'yom tov. Whereas the Tanakama holds that Beis Hillel agrees that you're not allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos in Yom Tov. So that's the difference between the two versions. Not about Lelel Sri'iyah, but about Nedarim and Nedavos. Can you bring those on Yom Tov? Amar Rav Huna, the Divrei Omer Nedarim and Nedavos ain craven Yom Tov. You hold the version of Beis Hillel that you're not allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos in Yom Tov. Lo teima midaraisa mitzachazu v'rabanu degazu b'hu. Don't think that it's something that midaraisa is really mutter and it's only gzeira midrabanan, gzeira shem yisha, that you might delay and wait till Yom Tov to bring your karbanos, and that's going to cause all sorts of problems. No. Ella afilu midaraisa nami lo chazu. If you hold that you're not allowed to bring the Dharma and Davos in Yom Tov, you hold that that's a din daraisa, not a din midrabanan. Tahashtei alechem dechovas hayamninu, because shtei alechem is a chiyuv for the Yom Tov of Shuas, v'lecha lemigzar shema yisha. And there's no gezeira that you might hold it around, keep it around for too long, because it can only be brought on Shavuos. Ve'en adocha lo shabbos lo siyom tov, and you're not allowed to bake it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you bake bake it before Yom Tov. But if we learn from Lashem that kol tzarchei gavoa, even that which is not zman kavua, why do we ask for shtei alechem on Yom Tov? So it must be that it's because it's not, we only include those things that are zman kavua. Baking the shtei alechem doesn't have a zman kavua. You could bake it whenever you want. So Nedarim u'Nedavos also don't have a zman kavua, and therefore they're not included from the word Lashem, and therefore minat Torah, they can't be brought on Yom Tov. Okay, let's assume like the Shita, you're not allowed to bring the Darman Davos on Yom Tov. And what if you did? What if you already shechted? Can you at least do the Zrikas Dam, finish it up? So Rava Amar Zorik Es Adam Al Menas Laktir Basal Achil. You can do the Zrikas Adam so that you'll be able to eat the meat, because the basar of a carbon is not mutter until you do the zrika sadam. So you already shechted it, so you might as well be zorik the dam, so you'll be able to eat the meat l'tzarech yom tov. Rabbi Rav Huna Amar zorik sadam amanasa akter emurin la'erev, that you're not going to be allowed to burn the emurin on the mizbeach until you zorik the dam. So you're allowed to be zorik the dam even if it's just to burn the emurim on the mizbeach. My benai, what's enough community? They both say you're allowed to be zorik the dam. What difference does it make whether you say zorik the dam so that you can eat the meat, or whether you say zorik the dam so that you can burn the emurim? Ikabinayu nitma basar o sha'avad. What happens if there is no meat? The meat all became tameh, or the meat all got lost. Are you still allowed to be zorik the dam? Is being maktir the emurim on the mizbeach enough of a reason to be zorik the dam? La Rava lo zorik, according to Rava, no. It's only in order to be able to eat the basar. La Rabbi Rav Huna zorik, but according to Rabbi Rav Huna, you're allowed to be zorik the dam even if there's no basar, because to be maktir the emurim is enough of a reason to be zorik the dam. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Meisve on the second day of Yontif. I don't have a daf shir from last cycle, so we're going to do we'll learn here in Shul, and then on Yontif, and then Bez Hashem on Matzah Yontif we'll do a repeat on Zoom. So for anyone who wants to join a Zoom daf on Matzah Yontif, Bez Hashem we'll do daf Chav Beis on Matzah Yontif at, let's say, 8:15 Bez Hashem. So everyone should have a good Yontif.